From Tidbits on June 2nd, 2008, this is the audio version of macOS 10.5.3 Update Resolves Numerous Issues, written by Adam C. Angst. Apple has released macOS 10.5.3 Update to fix a wide variety of problems in key Leopard features and to block numerous security vulnerabilities. Although Apple does provide more detail about what was changed than is normal for the company, the release notes are still rather terse and seldom give any indication of the severity or frequency of the bugs that were fixed. That said, it strikes me as important that 10.5.3(1) addresses an issue with stuttering video and audio playback on certain USB devices, 2) fixes an issue in which certain attached hard drives may not show up in the Finder, 3) addresses reliability issues with screen sharing via iChat, 4) addresses stability issues when dragging large attachments into a message in Mail. But honestly, the fixes I'm most interested in seeing are those related to wireless networking and to Time Machine, because basic network reliability is essential in today's world, and because backup software has to be rock solid or users will lose faith in it. Only 2 specific fixes are listed for Airport, including improvements to 802.1x behavior and reliability, and improved reliability when using Time Capsule via Airport. However, I've heard rumblings from users that 10.5.3 may also fix other problems that had caused network slowdowns and more. 10.5.3 includes a number of Time Machine-related fixes, including better compatibility with Time Capsule, issues related to backing up laptops running on battery power, compatibility problems with Aperture 2, reliability problems when performing a full restore, oh boy, and reliable storage of mail messages and attachments. I also gathered that a problem that could cause a Time Machine sparse image file to become damaged has been fixed. In addition, the update eliminates a spurious alert message about a backup volume lacking enough free space and avoids disabling function keys after using Time Machine. The closest I can find to a new feature in 10.5.3 is additional RAW image support for several unspecified cameras. See Apple's RAW support page for Aperture for the current list. Apple historically adds support for new digital cameras and operating system updates, so this isn't surprising. What is surprising is the subsequent appearance of Digital Camera RAW Compatibility Update 2.1, which adds support for new cameras such as the Canon EOS Digital Rebel XSI, a separate 2.4 MB update that appeared shortly after the 10.5.3 update. As with any system update, we recommend making a backup of your startup hard drive before installation. When Apple applies changes to so many areas of the operating system, some incompatibilities are bound to crop up. For example, we received reports of file corruption in Photoshop, CS2, and CS3 when saving image files stored on a network volume. According to feedback in Adobe's online support forums, a workaround to the problem is to choose Save As instead of Save when saving the file. As is always the case, there are lots of complaints about unusual problems in Apple's discussion forums, so if you're seeing crashes or other troublesome behavior, it's worth looking for fellow sufferers and possible solutions there. macOS 10.5.3 Update is available via Software Update and is both Delta, 420 MB, for updating from macOS 10.5.2, and Combo, 536 MB, for updating from any previous version of macOS 10.5 standalone updaters. The size you see in Software Update may vary, but will likely be smaller. My MacBook reported that it needed to download only 198 MB. Note that you must have at least 1.5 GB of free space to install and optimize the update. You can usually free up a lot of space in use by virtual memory swap files by merely by restarting. Shortly after the release of macOS 10.5.3 update, Apple also took the wraps off macOS 10 Server 10.5.3 update, which fixes numerous issues specific to Leopard Server. Areas seeing improvements include file services, directory services, the Active Directory plugin, client management, collaboration services, DHCP service, DNS service, mail service, portable home directory synchronization, server assistant, system image utility, and workgroup manager. macOS 10 Server 10.5.3 update is available via Software Update or as either Delta 489 MB or Combo 632 MB standalone updates. Servers running macOS 10 Server 10.5.3 can be administered only with the 10.5.3 versions of server admin tools, which are included in macOS 10 Server 10.5.3 update and are also available as a standalone download. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and we haven't seen any problems with 10.5.3 here, but the Photoshop one seems to be a real bugaboo for those people who are using Photoshop over a network.